It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddy plays for today's Victorian racing.
Nursery of Champions today. Bendigo is the venue. Adam Crittenden is going to take us through his fast form thoughts. Adam, how are you, mate?
Yeah, going well. Thanks, Matt.
That's good. What do we make of this card at Bendigo today?
Yeah, I'm keen on one today. We have to wait until the last race, but the horse I like is Chevrolet today.
Okay, Mick Kent second up, flashed home first up to 1,300. Big spacious track, it all makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep, you've made the case very well there, Matty. look, he was great first up. Leader the last 600 in that race, 33.18, and he actually made ground in it, so he's probably gone under 33 for his last 600 in that first up run. And I think there's an element of planning to this race too for him today, Matty, because Lockie Overall has just joined Mick Kent on loan. He's only been over here in Victoria with him for just over a week, and here he is bobbing up on this particular one for his new master. So I just think that this race has been lined up for Chevrolet. He's back into a 58 as well. All the other elements that you mentioned a few moments ago are full of merit too, and I think he's got a great chance in the last event.
It's a big claim, isn't it, too, for a good apprentice like Lockie Overall to take the sting out of that big weight in the 58. Is there anything else you like on the program today?
I think there's a bit of value in race five, Matty, and it's because of a couple of things. Number one, I think Bifrost is too short in the market, and the second pick in the market is Stabler, who's got to come out of a maiden and win a benchmark level, which we all know is quite hard to do. So I'm picking one at a longer price, and the horse is Zootons, number five, who's at around the $10 mark. I think coming back to 1,000 metres helps him. I also sneakily think that the wide barrier is a bit of a plus for him too. If he drew the inside gate and wanted to rush through and be on the speed, he might have to work hard to do that. But from the wide gate, he can just roll along at his own tempo. And he's another one that's got a 3 kilo claim as well. And a good record generally at Bendigo. I know he's been beaten at Bendigo his last two starts, but he generally does race well here on his home track. So I think he's the one at value today.
And he might just Shanghai down the outside from that outside gate as well.
Yeah, yep. So as I mentioned, I'm willing to risk those couple at the top of the market. That's not to say that neither of them can win, but I just think that they're a bit short.
All right, terrific. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, matey.
Adam Crittenden, good calling today at Bendigo.
Thank you.